All right, let's call this idiot.
Oh my God.
Just joining us for today's second date update. Chris is on the phone, and the idiot that we're about to call, her name's Babette. Why am I calling her an idiot? Because Chris did on their date. Yeah. Apparently, they met at a club. They had a really great night together. Chris actually said he enjoyed it and thought it was a wonderful evening. They spent the night together, and the next day they went to breakfast, and they were talking about stuff, even like discussing future plans if they were to actually get in a relationship. And at some point, they got on the topic of chores, and then laundry came up, and Chris called her an idiot, and now he hasn't heard from her since. Chris, are you about ready to get her on the phone?
Yes, but let me make a couple things clear, because I had to tell my side of the story fully, okay? First off, I should have called you guys sooner, because it's been about 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Oh, it's been a while, okay.
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd hear from her. You know, I texted her a couple times, but nothing. So that's why I finally gave in. And also, if I didn't make it clear, I'm pretty sure she's like my perfect match.
Oh, that's wow. Really sweet. That's you like awesome. Really dumb people then. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Chris. I guess my thing is like, I assume you apologize via text, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I just don't know why she would hold such a grudge over this.
Yes.
You and me both. That's why I called you guys.
Yeah, most people like it when you call them an idiot on the first date.
No, but if you apologize, usually it's something you should be able to get past. It may be a red flag that you guys can't.
Yeah, I hope not. I'm really into her, guys. I'm really into her.
All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can help make things better, okay? Here we go.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Babette, please?
This is she.
Hey, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What is this about?
We do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And one of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
Wait, somebody contacted you about me?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
His name is Chris. And I guess it's been about 2 weeks since you guys hung out.
Okay.
You remember going out with Chris?
Yeah, I remember.
Are you still mad at Chris? Because you sound kind of angry in your voice.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Is it because he called you an idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
I hear that turns people off sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I'm actually surprised that he told you guys that he did that.
Yeah, he told us all about your date, and I guess he feels really bad, too, that he called you an idiot.
He meant it
playfully. And he said he's tried to apologize to you and everything, but you just are not returning any of his text messages or phone calls.
Yeah, I'm not going to, because somebody who calls you an idiot on the first time that you meet after you just spent the night with them, I mean, I don't, like, what else is to come from that?
But wait, hold on, though. I mean, like, he said that you guys got into an argument about future laundry chores. And you were getting really heated about it, and that's when he called you an idiot. And what he meant was, like, you're being an idiot that we're getting so worked up over this. Still, not a nice thing to say. I get it. But you have no way or room for forgiveness there?
I mean, I just feel like this is not how I expect to be treated and how I want to be treated. So why am I going to set the bar so low so that someone like this can basically be, like, verbally abusive to me?
Okay, I feel like verbal abuse there is going a little bit far.
Okay, but he just, you know, triggered me, and it all went back to doing my most hated chore. You know, I hate laundry so much. I didn't go to school all these years to, like, do laundry for somebody.
So did he actually say that he wanted you to do his laundry?
I mean, not exactly, but it was kind of implied.
But I think he was trying to be cute. Like, look it, we're going to have a life together. Isn't this cute? And we're talking about our future.
I know, but I hate laundry.
Yeah.
Like, I hate laundry.
I feel you on that one.
I mean, I think everyone hates laundry.
Honestly, you guys, it doesn't matter anymore. I actually met somebody else who does not talk about laundry. So I've moved on.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe you can put it in the present for just a second, because Chris is actually on the phone and wants to talk to you.
What?
Babette, is that true? Are you already seeing another guy?
Yeah, I am, actually. And he's nice, and he's sweet, and he's less argumentative than you, and he doesn't talk about chores.
I mean, first off, I'm sweet, and I'm kind, and I'm willing to do chores. It was just a little cute conversation. Have you even talked to this guy about doing dishwashing? Because I'll dishwash all day.
We haven't talked about that.
Oh, well, maybe you should. If you're going to spend the rest of your life with this guy, you might want to get these things out.
I'm not saying that I am marrying this guy. I'm just saying I met somebody who makes me feel like he is safer.
Yeah, Chris, I also feel like you move a little fast in relationships. Yeah. Like, I always thought I used to move fast, but damn. Like, one date, you're already talking about laundry, and then she starts dating a guy for what? How long have you been dating this new dude, Babette?
We've only been on a couple of dates, but I can actually already tell that he is a less intense person than Chris is, so.
Yeah, I mean, and Chris is already assuming that you're going to marry this guy.
Yeah, Chris, right. What is that?
I wasn't assuming that she's going to marry him. I'm just saying, you know, we had something real, and I thought, you know, you might be very special for me, and I'm willing to compromise here, okay? How about I do the whites?
What?
You do the colors.
No, dude.
Chris, are you not understanding or hearing what she's saying? It's not about who's doing whites and who's doing colors. It's about you chilling out a little bit and stop having hypothetical fights.
Yeah,
Chris, why are we even talking about laundry still? I mean, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago, and we're still talking about it now, on the radio, for that matter.
Yeah, because I'm apologizing, and I'm telling you that I'll do half the laundry. I'll even fold it. I'll fold it, too.
I don't think it's about the laundry anymore, Chris.
Yeah.
But she's saying it is.
No, she's not. She's saying that that's what sparked the red flags that came up for her, that you're too much.
And I'm willing to pick up those red flags and wash them. Like I'm saying,
oh my God.
Well, mix them with the white ones. You get a pink flag, and then everything's all messed up. Yeah, then you're sending some weird signals.
He's funny. I'll give him that. He's funny.
I'm not trying to be funny, okay? I'm trying to be very serious about something that felt so right and so real that's getting ruined by a stupid little argument. I'm willing to do what it takes.
Chris, I've moved on, and I just need you to know that I told this new guy about our argument, and he told me that he loves to do the laundry.
Oh, wow, Chris.
Lucky.
No one loves doing laundry. That's a lie. You are lying.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Now I'm a liar.
Oh,
I don't mean in a mean way, but you're lying. I'm just saying. Like, he's a liar, you're a liar.
No.
I can now see why things unraveled so quickly on your date, Babette.
I don't know what else to say at this point.
You know what you could say, Babette? You could say that you go on another date with Chris. We'll pay for it. Would you like to go out with Chris again?
Even if he were to do my laundry for me, I would still not go out on another date with him.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? You are an idiot.
Oh,
stand by
it.
Exactly.
Good call, Babette. Good call.
Do you see what I mean, you guys? This is why he is not the right match for me.
Yeah, you called it.
Look, again, I'm sorry. It's just it's my emotions because you're the one, and I feel so strongly about you, and it just comes out in me calling you an idiot sometimes.
He just loves you, Babette, when you're not being an idiot. That's all.
All right, I think I've reached my quota about talking about laundry and idiots. So I have to.
Right.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah. Thank you, Babette. Chris, sorry, man. No second date.
Guys, I'm shocked. I don't know. Where do we go from here? How are we going to get her back?
I don't think we are. I think we're going to live our lives alone without Babette, Chris.
Yeah.
You need to give up on that dream.
All right. Well, plenty of other idiots in the sea, right, guys?
I guess so.
That's what they say.